This is a black heritage interview for the Upper Piedmont. I am Yolanda Harrell interviewing Mrs. Clotel Brown in Pendleton on June 26, 1990. Mrs. Brown, what is your full name? Tell me your name now, and then tell me your name before you were married.
My name was Clotel Scott.
Your name was Clotel Scott.
And after I married, well, I signed my name Clotel S. Brown.
I see.
The S in for Scott.
Okay, and your married name is Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mrs. Brown. Now, when were you born?
1894.
1890, is that what I understand?
1894.
Okay. Now, your granddaughter, great-granddaughter Yvonne says it's 1890. Is that all right if we say that? And what was the month and year?
January
14th. January 14th. Fine. Now, Mrs. Brown, can you tell me who your father was, his name?
James Scott.
James Scott.
James Scott. Monroe Scott was his dad.
And his father was Monroe Scott. Yes. Okay. What was your mama's name?
Her name was Lucy Hallam.
Lucy Hallam? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's H-A-L-L-U-M-S. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So they were your parents, James Scott and Lucy Hallams, and Monroe Scott was your granddaddy.
Right.
Okay, fine. Do you know when either of your parents was born?
No, I couldn't tell you that.
That's all right. What about your grandparents? Do you know any other name besides Monroe?
Well, I tell you, he was 108 years old when he died, but I don't know about his father.
Monroe Scott was 108 when he died?
108 years old when he died.
Oh,
he died
my goodness.
He died right here with my sister.
He died right here in Pendleton?
Died right here in Pendleton, right here with my sister.
With your sister. Which sister was that? Well, which one of your sisters was that? That he was living with? You had several sisters. Was it Mary or Christine or Estelle?
Mary Cunning?
Yeah. Which sister was he living with when he died?
Mary Cunning.
He was living with Mary Cummings.
Yes, that's my oldest sister.
Your oldest sister, and that's who he was with.
That's who he was with, that's where he died at.
For goodness sakes. Do you remember anything about your grandparents? For instance, can you tell me anything about your grandfather, Monroe Scott? He was 108. Yes. Do you remember anything about him? Did he ever tell you any stories or anything?
I can remember about when he died.
You remember when he died?
His childhood, remember his great-granddad died.
Okay, when you say this child, you're pointing to your son.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Brown. I'm sorry, what is your first name?
Frank Brown.
Junior after his dad.
Oh, he's named after his dad.
Yes.
Okay. So, when Monroe died when he was 108, do you remember any stories about him or anything that he might have told you?
Who?
Your father, a grandfather. Monroe. I'm getting mixed up myself.
Okay. I was too young to see when he died.
I was going to ask you if you remembered anything about them.
Well, I just remember he's my grandfather, all right.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any other older members of your family? Any aunts or uncles who might have been older or great aunts?
Yeah, Jim Watkins. Peter Watkins, that's my auntie. That's my dad's sister and her mother.
Her name was what? Phoebe what?
Phoebe Watkins.
Phoebe Watkins.
Uh-huh.
And she was your father's sister.
Yes.
And you remember her and her husband.
And Jim Watkins was her husband.
Uh-huh.
And she had a granddaughter, Gretchen Pound.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, you could put her and she could tell you all about her.
Okay. Now, Phoebe Watkins, did she live here in Pendleton, too? Did you all live here in Pendleton?
No. Phoebe Watkins?
Yes.
She might use to us. I think she did. Ain't no Phoebe living now, Grant. Ain't no Phoebe Watkins living now.
She's passed on then. It's just her children that are here now, right? Her children are here now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, since I've been in bad health, I've not been able to go out for the last 3 years.
Yes, ma'am.
No more when I go to a doctor.
Yes, ma'am. Did your family own your own home? When you were a little girl? They did, uh-huh.
Well, he moved there when I was 6 years old, and he bought it when I was there with him.
Oh, he bought it then?
Yeah, us children helped him to buy it.
You all helped? Did you help by farming? Is that what you did?
That's what we did, nothing but farming.
The whole family farmed in order to buy the house?
That's right.
Right. Before they bought that house, had they rented or sharecropped somewhere else?
No, he had to build in the house. He went in alone then.
Oh, he built a house. Did he build this house that he paid for then?
I wasn't 5 years old. My daddy moved over there. And so I don't know how long that been.
Oh, over there. When you say over there, where is that?
Right out to the Oak Grove.
Right out in Oak Grove?
Yeah.
So he was...
They call it Scott Circle now, so it's a soul of my mother. All of them is dead and gone with me, and all of it is Scott Circle. So the house and different people, they come in on.
I see. So different people have owned this house in Scott Circle since then that you moved into when you were five years old.
That's where I was raised there.
And you were raised there.
That's where I was raised there.
Yes, ma'am. When you were growing up, do you remember any of your family talking much about slavery? Were any of them in slavery?
Oh, yeah. Talk about it, but I can't remember what the session is.
Do you remember who was the last one that was in slavery? Was it your grandfather or?
My grandfather was the last one
that served. He was. Yeah. How old was he when slavery was over?
I don't know, but he was 108 when he died.
Uh huh. You don't know how old he was when
he was raised in the mountain.
He was raised in the mountains.
Yeah, raised in the mountains. Sick and he taken sick. And my sister went up there and got him brought down here, and that's what kept me until he died.
I see. So he came from the mountains and was stayed down here. But before then, you think he was a slave, though?
Well, he owned a log land up there, but we never did get there.
Oh, he owned something up there?
Oh, yeah.
A log what?
I said he owned property up there, but we never did go up there.
I see. He owned property up in the mountains. I see. Did his name, did he take the name Scott from the slave owner or anything like that, or...
The name
Scott. Do you know where
that? No, Scott. That was his name.
Right. Do you know where that came from? I mean, was that?
No.
Okay. Do you know any of the older members of your family are buried?
Oh, yeah. But I can't tell you the date.
Not the date, but where? What cemetery are they buried in?
In Pendleton Cemetery.
They are? In the Pendleton Cemetery?
Uncle Jim Wagner and Phoebe Wagner. And
all of those are in the Pendleton Cemetery. Are the graves marked?
And my mother,
your mother,
all of them is in there.
All of them are in
my
there.
My uncles and aunts, all buried right there in the Pendleton Cemetery, King's Chapel.
In King's Chapel Cemetery in Pendleton. Are the graves marked?
Yes.
Well, good. Do you remember any funerals in the family? Do you remember funerals when you were little? Going to any funerals?
Can I remember my winter funeral?
Do you remember anything about the funerals? Can you describe a funeral back then? Did you go to one when you were little?
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell me about it?
I went with my mother.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, somebody died in the family, she always take us to the funerals.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me anything about the funerals, how they were done?
Well, I couldn't tell you. I was so small.
You were so small then. You had a picture once of one of the funerals?
I had a picture for all of them, but after... I had two fires.
Oh.
And I moved down here, and the house getting burned up. And then I went and stayed with my daughter, granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved back, I went to Clemson and bought this house and put this house here.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And so all my daddy and mother and father picture burned up. I've got nobody picture but my husband picture.
Oh.
Of him.
That's a shame. At least you have that one. Do you remember or heard about any weddings or marriages that took place when you were little? Did you go to any weddings?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? No. Did you hear about some then?
Yeah.
What did you hear? Did they tell you about them? What happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
Nothing but the wedding married. That's all I know. I went to my two sisters married.
That's you awesome. Did? That's fine.
That's all I know.
Okay. What families are related to you by marriage? Now, you married a Mr. Brown. What was his first name?
Frank Brown.
Frank Brown. And your son is named after him.
Matthew.
His name is Frank Brown as well. So
I got one name after my dad alone. I got one name after my husband.
I see. How many children did you have all together? You had five.
I have three babies.
Uh-huh.
Two dead.
What are the names of your five children?
Joe Brown's first. I mean, and Lucille second, Lucille David, and Frank Chance the third.
Uh-huh.
Monroe's the second, I fourth. and Isaac Byrne the fifth.
Okay, that's very good. So you were related to the Brown family by marriage. Was there any other family you were related to by marriage besides the Browns?
Yeah, I came to the one who lived by that family. I have plenty of kin people.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they're still not living, they're dead.
Yes. Frank's parents, what was his mother's maiden name? Do you have any idea?
Now I can tell you what my mother's name.
Yeah.
And she was named Mandy.
Your mother-in-law's name was Mandy.
Mandy Brown.
So she was Mandy Brown. Do you remember what her name was before she got married?
No.
You didn't hear that, probably. Okay. Do you have any old photos? You said most of the pictures burned. So, okay. Now, what did your mother and father, James and Lucy, what did they do for a living? Were they farmers?
We never farmed.
All farming.
We never did go to a store to buy no bread. We didn't go to a store to buy no meat. We raised it on the farm.
Raised everything you needed.
And my dad-in-law, when I married him, family, we done the same thing here.
Uh-huh.
Until all the children left. So he died in 1930.
Who died in 1930?
My dad-in-law.
Your dad-in-law died in 1930.
He died in 1930. I was waiting on him. Died on the same spot.
Yes, ma'am. So his people also farmed?
Huh?
His people farmed, your husband's people farmed too?
All of them farmed.
All of them farmed.
They don't know about nothing but farming until
right.
They're leaving.
So you
took up their coffin and went, you know, things that they got in bad health.
I see. Mm-hmm. And so your grandparents were farmers too then?
Mm-hmm.
Is that's right? Okay. So
yeah.
your grandparents and your parents were farmers.
Mm-hmm.
When your family was farmers, did your grandparents own their own land, or did they rent, or did they share crop? I'm talking about your grandparents now.
He share crop. He lived in New Lane. And my dad here told this place was being bought, sold.
Uh-huh.
And my dad went down there and got it and told everybody. And he come up here and bought up here.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
So both of them came up here and bought.
So he come up here and bought. And we were living right out here at Scott Circle.
Okay. When you say right here, you're talking about Scott Circle. Okay. So, your grandfather started off as sharecropping, but then your father and your grandfather ended up owning their own land and farming their own land, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you or any of your older relatives ever have to leave the area? Did any of the relatives ever leave the area to find work? Did they go somewhere else, like up north or other places in the south?
All of them. It sent me and my husband off the place.
You and your husband stayed, but all your other relatives left?
Stayed right there, and I'm still here today. I've been here since 1912.
My goodness. You've been here a long time. But yet you're saying your other relatives left. Now, where did they go?
Well, my brother-in-law, John, he sold his place for his daddy to give him 10 acres of land up here. He sold and he went to Pelmanville.
He went where?
Went to Pelton.
Oh.
And Joe Brown, he sold his 10 acres to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he then went back to, where did he live? I don't know if it was Charlotte or where he was, but it wasn't about him and his wife. They sold and they left from.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, hell to him.
And you think he went to Charlotte then?
Mm-hmm. I don't know where he went.
Uh-huh.
But I said, well, hell to him until he died.
Uh-huh.
And then his wife sold him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she sold it. She sold it to Mr. Henry Bright.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And Henry Bright stayed down there 22 years.
I see. So she sold it to Henry Bright, who remained here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did any of them ever go to the north? Did any of your family go up north, like Detroit or New York, any of those places?
And my daughter married. She went up north.
She did.
Her husband and I.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she fought her here. And my baby boy, he left when he finished high school. He left and he went to London.
Oh, I see.
And he ain't never stayed with me since. My mom just come on a visit.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Did any of your family ever work for the railroad?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, my brother-in-law had worked for the railroad years ago.
Uh huh.
I guess it's been about 80 years ago. He just worked on the railroad. My husband's brother. We used to work on the radio. None of my people in our family.
Right. This was your husband's family. Yeah. What was his job? Do you know what he did on the railroad?
He was, I think he's a fireman.
Fireman?
I think he was.
Okay. Do you remember back in your day when you were little, what kinds of jobs were open to black women?
Me?
Yes.
I reckon I can tell you
what. Okay, what kind of jobs were open? Were
they... I never seen that done when I wasn't even 8 years old. I'll tell you another thing. Before that child born, and the one old in here, I wait for $2 and a half a week, walk 3 miles every day and go cook for people going away. And then I'll cook for their dinner and everything, and then I had to walk home 3 miles and a half back to my home. Mm-hmm. And that's been 75 years ago.
And you did cooking back then? 75 years ago?
I never cooked. I nursed. I was a midwife.
You were a midwife as well?
I was a midwife for 28 years.
My goodness. So you were a nurse, a midwife? And a cook?
I worked out all the time.
So you always worked out?
I always worked out.
Yes, ma'am. What about black men? What were some jobs besides farming that were open to them?
Who, my husband?
Any black men just in general, in that time when you were small. Right. What
all
could black men do for a living?
All of them were farming, but my husband was a carpenter.
He was a carpenter as well?
My husband was a carpenter.
Okay, so Frank?
But still, he ran the farm for the children.
So your husband, Frank Brown, was a carpenter as well as being a farmer.
Right.
Right, I see. Now, when you were little, you said you worked as young as 8. How did you earn money back then when you were just 8 years old? What did you do?
You want me to tell you something?
Yes, ma'am.
I worked for people for 50 cents a day and walked 5 miles and come back, me and my sister in the road. We got 50 cents a day for our job, and my mother would give every penny to my mother.
Yes, ma'am.
I was 18 years old when I married, and I have never collected a penny from what I worked for in my life. And I went to work when I was 7 years old. When I was 7 years old, I worked up here with Mr. Rogers, and right up here.
You worked for Mr. Rogers?
Old man Mr. Rogers, dad.
I see. And then you were only 7 years old then. What did you do? Pull cotton.
Honey cotton.
Uh-huh.
Me and my sister, honey cotton. Brother.
As young as that?
For 35 cents a day, and I was done.
My goodness.
Just let you know how I come up.
Yes, ma'am. These are the things we want to know. Now, you said that you raised everything and you didn't have to buy much, but when you did go shopping, where would you go to shop if you did have to shop for something?
Anderson.
In Anderson?
We were shopping for clothes.
This was for clothes?
For food, I bought it from M.M. Hunter store in Pendleton.
Hunter store in Pendleton.
That's where I bought my food.
Now, but when you were very little, before you were grown, your mother, where did she shop?
Huh?
Where did your mother shop if she had to shop?
In Pendleton.
In Pendleton, too? Also at Hunter's?
All right there in Pendleton.
Right in Pendleton, for M.M. Hunter, huh? What kind of a store was that?
Now it's Hunter Run Store. Uh-huh. Man Hunter.
Right.
Ralph Gillard, Junior, and his three boys.
Oh, Ralph.
That way before my children come in.
Right. And these were his sons, and they ran the store.
Yeah, they ran the store. And you see that big brick building set up on that hill up here in town?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's the building, but that's the store, but it didn't run at that time.
That's where the Historical Society is now.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. When you bought when you were young, did you pay cash or did you use credit?
For the store?
Yes.
I run an account, so.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I run an account and I paid my fall account.
Oh, you after the cotton crop, you pay them? Is that what you're saying?
Some things I got credit, and I paid it in fall because we picked our cotton and stuff and jelly.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were the stores that you traded in, were they all owned by whites? Did white people own all the stores?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sam, you own one. Sam, we own one. Oh, this meat dog man out there. Can't think of it. James Terry, he runs the store. It was three silver in town the size of meatloaf.
Yeah. Now, the one you said Sam who? I missed that name. You said Hunter, and then you said Sam somebody.
Hunter.
Hunter, and who was the middle name? Sam?
Seven
hundred
silver?
Yeah.
No, it was Hunter was the first name.
Uh-huh.
Because I called it Ralph, because Ralph stuff was always running.
Uh-huh.
And so, and then Miss, what I called this man, I can't call his wife, if not. Jim Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
He
ran a store.
Uh-huh. And Sam Wheaton, he ran the store.
That's the name I didn't get. Sam Wheaton?
You didn't get Sam Wheaton.
Is his middle name, is his name Wheaton? Is that what you're saying?
Wheaton's all I know.
Okay, Wheaton. Sam Wheaton. Wheaton. That's what I didn't understand. Sam Wheaton. Very good. Okay. Now, what kind, did you all buy all your clothing, or did you make any of it?
Oh, we bought clothes and made out of them.
Uh-huh.
Took flour sacks and bought 50 pound sacks of flour. And when we used up that flour, my mother would take wash them sacks and take the love out of them and made out of clothes out.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what we did.
Were there any clothes that you bought ready-made, though?
No.
No, you always made them all.
Made them. I never bought right in my life until after I married.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I say I never wore a boat dress in my life until after I married.
Okay. It was not until you were married that you something bought.
All my clothes were made.
Uh-huh.
My mother bought the clothes from the maker.
I see. What year were you married, Mrs. Brown?
1912.
Okay, so that's good. So some of your early life after you marry will be interesting to us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said earlier that your family raised all the food. Was there any groceries that they bought that they didn't raise? Like, did you buy your staples, sugar and flour and stuff like that?
Sugar
or flour, buy those things?
My dad bought sugar,
uh-huh.
Coffee.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't buy no meat.
Uh-huh.
He didn't buy no flour.
Oh.
And he didn't buy no meal.
I see.
He always raised all that.
So he didn't even have to buy flour, right?
No,
he did that himself, too.
Never have known him buy no flour.
That's wonderful. So the only thing they really basically bought was things like coffee and sugar, which you couldn't raise.
Coffee, right. Sugar, rice, something like that.
Rice. You bought rice, too.
And we waited and raised all our food.
Uh-huh. Everything that you needed.
That's right.
Okay. What kind of furniture did your family have? What kind of furniture did your mother have?
Oh, well, I couldn't hardly tell you about what's all. No one made like the furniture made now.
Now, did they make their furniture or did they buy it?
They bought it.
They bought their furniture.
They bought it. Can't make no furniture.
Did they have a big table or anything like that?
Yeah,
bedsteads?
They had an ordinary table, but my dad made it out of planks.
Oh, he made it out of planks. Oh. So he did make the table?
Oh, yeah. Make the table.
Uh-huh.
Made several things in the house.
Oh, what were some of the other things?
Little tables and things for put things on in there he fixed up.
Like end tables and that kind of thing? What about furniture that you had when you were first married? What kind of furniture did you have?
My mother gave me something.
She did?
Yeah, she gave me something. Gave me $5 for the night. Gave me a pig. Gave me two hens and a rooster.
She gave you $5, a pig, two hens, and a rooster when you got married. That's wonderful. That was your dowry. That was a good beginning for you. Did you buy any furniture when you were first married?
No, I didn't buy any furniture.
No, okay.
I never bought nothing until my children got a full size.
I see. Did anyone in the family make furniture besides your father making that table out of planks? No?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any furniture or oak baskets or tools or quilts or anything else like that still in possession of your family?
Our quilts now.
You did make your own quilts?
Oh, yeah. I never bought a quilt in my life.
Did you make quilts?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Do you still have any of them?
I guess I did. I've sold quilts everywhere.
You did?
Yeah, I bought a few of them now.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So you do have some quilts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. I ain't bought enough like that. I bought a blanket sometime.
Are these something that you still have around that we could see? These quilts that you have?
Huh?
Are these quilts around so that we could see them?
You want to see one?
Not right this minute, but later, sure.
Well.
What about your mother? Did she make quilts too?
That's where I learned it from.
Uh-huh. So she did handwork like that, and she taught you how to do it.
Well, she did the housework. She didn't work. Us children didn't work in our day.
Uh-huh.
My mother didn't work no food.
She didn't work in the field.
No.
She took care of the
house. She did the housework.
So you all did the field work, and she did the housework, and she made the quilts and things like that. But she taught you how to make
quilts.
And
then else how to make
Oh, taught you how to do it. Right, right. Were any of the older members of your family known for any special talents? Like, were any of the musicians, did they play any instruments? Like a guitar or piano or anything?
They had cars and things, but you see them after they died, the thing, but they made a way bus.
Uh-huh. I didn't know if they played anything, though.
Oh, you're talking about the guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we used to have these young... We take them
running
around and put things on there. That's what you had.
Oh, the phonographs?
I did.
Yeah, you had a phonograph player and you played music on that. Did it? Was any member of your family singers? Did anybody sing real well? Anybody sing real well? Have a pretty voice?
No.
No? How about preachers? Were any of them preachers?
Got any preachers.
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 Preachers. You know, did the gospel, ministers. Were any of them pastors?
No.
Not in your family. Okay. How about craftsmen? Were any of them able to... Well, you said that your father was a carpenter, so he was a craftsman mm-hmm. of some type, right? And needleworkers, I know we did that because you said your mother was a quilter.
My father was a farmer. My dad-in-law and was a carpenter.
They were the ones that were the carpenters. Okay. Do you remember hearing... older members of your family talking about any hard times or good times?
I reckon I did.
Do you remember what any of these were before you were born?
I reckon I did.
Okay. What about floods or tornadoes? Did they ever talk about any disasters?
Well, my mother got blown away in a tornado one time, and she had a baby, a young baby, and a baby one but 2 weeks old.
Oh, and who was this, your mother-in-law?
My mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
Your mother was in bed with a baby 2 weeks old and she got blew away by a tornado?
Blew it off the house.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Where was this?
That was right over here in the Dixon place where they're living at. See, that was my oldest brother. Now he's about, I guess he's about near 100 years old. She's in the bed with him.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Just blew 3 off the house and she's laying in the bed. And oh. Mr. Dixon then come back and got her and the baby and took her to her day home.
They did?
Yeah, the white folks that she lived on the place with.
The Dixons were white people?
Yes, ma'am.
And they took care of her after this?
Okay, they took care of her until she got somewhere.
That's quite a story. Did she talk about that when you all were little?
She talked about it regularly. And I find them for you today. I find that they children, grandchildren, I find what their great parents done for my folks.
Right.
But people don't do that now.
Mm. Yeah. They were good people.
That's right.
And took care of you all then.
I'll tell you one thing, white folks is like, we all just one. That's the way it was coming up.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. The white folks what?
I said, we all one. I work for them and they help me.
Right. You all help together, work
that's
together.
Right. Me and Rogers were my closest neighbor. That's a white lady.
Uh-huh.
And she tended my children whilst I worked.
Right.
I washed and cooked for her.
Yes,
paid her for tending to my children.
Hmm.
Until I got some big enough tend to the other.
So you all really worked hand in hand mm-hmm. back
that's
then.
Right.
Okay. What about illnesses? Do you remember the flu epidemic of 1917, 1918?
Flu.
Flu epidemic. In 1917 and 1918, there was a very bad flu. Do you remember that?
I reckon so.
Were you sick?
I had a brother-in-law die in blood.
Oh, my goodness.
Named Harrison. One that my baby boy named him. Died right there in the next house.
Next house where you were living. Mm-hmm. And anybody else died or were sick?
A lot of people died then, but that's the only one in my family.
Isaac was the only one.
Yeah.
Brown was the only one.
And that's who my boy named
him. Mm-hmm. Did you take care of any of these people? Were you sick?
I took his daughter, his wife. He didn't have no children.
Yes, ma'am.
I took his wife up there in the house with me and my husband and my children uh-huh. and kept her because she had pneumonia until she got better.
Uh-huh.
And when she got better, then she left and went up north.
Oh, she's one of the ones that went up north.
Yeah, she went up north.
Where up north did she go?
Oh, yeah, she did now.
Oh, okay. And now, where was it? Where were you living when this happened? Were you right here in Pendleton?
I was born right here in Aitonville.
Right. Okay.
And the day that I moved from there, right out here to Aitonville. I had a little half a mile from where I was raised at.
I see. So you were just
hanging out there, out from there, and coming to this place.
I see.
So I'm telling you, older than I am, I'm not but a little over half a mile from where I was born at.
Right. You stayed right in this area.
Right here.
Now, were you sick with the flu? Did you get the flu?
Flu.
Yes. Did you get that flu?
I never did.
You didn't get it.
My children had it. I put 10 pounds around my neck, and as a fist.
What did you put around your neck?
10 pounds, as a fist, and a claw.
Uh-huh. 10 pounds.
And as a fist, and a claw, and tied around my neck, and I went to every house to help people with these sick children.
Yes, ma'am.
And I never did take it.
So you were a nurse. You nursed all these
nurse,
people.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I'm nurse 28 years.
My goodness.
All these grandchildren, great grandchildren, I got you. We don't need more of this.
Did any members of your family serve in World War I? Was anybody in your family in the First World War?
No.
They weren't.
No.
Okay.
I'm sending my grandparents. I don't know about that. In World War II.
Your son was in World War II. Okay.